We're gonna switch things up a little bit this week. I think that's enough with announcements, and we're gonna get right into Poe's Corner.
All right, welcome all, one and all, to Poe's Corner. Poe's Corner is where we kind of work on the topic of Poe's Law, where sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between actual satire of fundamentalism and real fundamentalism. So I ask my panel of skeptic wirians if they can figure out what is a satire news story and what are actual news stories. So this week, you may have heard in the news about how in the United Kingdom, David Attenborough and Richard Dawkins have been calling for creationism to be banned from the public school syllabus and for evolution to be required and also started earlier. Well, here in the United States, people are trying to ban, well, not quite so important things. So story number one comes from Boston.com. A group in one Massachusetts town wants to ban students from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools, saying it has no educational value and is reminiscent of totalitarian regimes. Brookline Political Action for Peace will ask town meeting voters in November to pass a non-binding resolution on the idea. The pledge is already optional in Boston's suburb schools. Mary Rosenthal, a lawyer and co-chairman of the group, tells Boston Herald, "The pledge is at odds with America's important traditions." He says he's not being unpatriotic. So that's number one. Number two came from KVAL.com. I'm not sure where that is, but maybe that'll be part of the story. Nope, I forgot what state that's in. So number two. The water bottle ban started at the beginning of the school year for McKenzie District School middle and high school students. "We can't have closed water bottles at all," says high school student Sydney King. "We have to have them open. We have to fill them up between passing periods." According to Superintendent Sally Storm, the ban is in response to students caught sneaking alcohol into school in water bottles over the past few years. So banning bottled water. Number three is from the fourthestatenewspaper.com. The DePierre School District, however, thinks that it has figured out a way to fight childhood obesity. Now on picture day, children are not allowed to say cheese anymore, but instead have to say peas. "We are trying to promote healthy living and options," said Dr. Stuart Mart, superintendent of DePierre's school district. "Let's face it, cheese is not a good thing for people to eat." St. Norbert's professor of psychology, Dr. Philip Smith, did a study and found that when kids hear something, they want to have it immediately. So folks, which one is the Poe? Number one, number two, number three. Number one was about a Boston area group trying to ban the Pledge of Allegiance. Number two was about bottled water. And number three is about not saying cheese on photo day.
Bugger.
You said something first, so you go first, Gary.
Of course.
I don't know where I got that rule, but I'll go with it.
Well, yeah. Run with it. Run! I guess I like the idea of banning the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I'm kind of fond of it, but...
I'm not certain... That one has the ring of truth to it. The water bottle ban... And the second two both have also the ring of truth, but they're both silly. However,
that's the whole point of Poe. It's hard to tell because everything seems silly.
We're talking about public schools, and there's some really weird and weak thinking that goes on to bans and reasons. I'm going to say that the peas is correct, so I'm going to go with the water bottle ban.
All right, Gary picks number two. Who's next?
I'm going to pick number three.
That's it?
That's it.
Nice.
Apparently, Donna wants to go home soon this night.
No. First off, the website just looks a little odd.
For the state newspaper or Fourth Estate?
Fourth Estate newspaper.
Right.
It's a college newspaper website.
Okay. The other thing is that childhood obesity has really been in the news, and a lot of school districts have come under a lot of fire lately. this one just seems like a little too weird as opposed to...
I'll admit, the guy's quote is
number two,
ridiculous.
I can see number two happening more. Hmm. Because, well, in my high school, it wasn't the students sneaking water, alcohol in water bottles. It was...
You went to the Catholic school, didn't you?
Yes.
So
it was a very specific teacher, senior English. You wanted her by seventh hour because she was pretty much schnockered by that point, and everybody got A's. So
sweet.
All right. So number three, you're
number
saying
three.
Is the Poe.
Yes.
David, want to go for a clean sweep and just go for number one?
No, because I think number one's probably true.
Probably means it's not.
not
because you said that, but because.
So between two and three, so students were sneaking alcohol with their water bottles.
Right.
I remember sneaking peppermint schnapps in my scope bottle at band camp.
This one time when I was at band camp.
Let's not go there.
So.
I did play flute
Things
in high
happen.
School.
I would say, though, God, that's weird. Could you make that up, Greg?
Of course you can. He's quite an intelligent.
All of these came from actual websites. I did not make any of these three up.
Oh.
Is that what?
That was in response to you saying, could you make this up?
Oh, one of them came from a satirical website? Are you saying? Okay.
Oh, bugger. Why do you always do that after we've gone? Go ahead.
All three came from actual websites.
Okay, I'm going to say then that number three is the Poe.
Okay.
That's my final answer.
All right, so to reveal the actual answer...
Because three sounds like a mocking type of...
It does.
...satirical thing.
So to reveal the actual answer, I'm going to read the headline from the Poe. DPR cuts the cheese on picture day. Now, the Fourth Estate newspaper is actually a college newspaper, but it's their satire column off the wall from within
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it sounds like they're skewing political
I want
correctness.
I wanted to note that I should get half a point extra because I did it without the information.
No, you know. The important thing is that Gary lost.
Yes.
Good well, job, this Greg. Is gonna be Good a, job. This is going to be a real short episode as I cut Greg out of everything.
Well, thank you all for visiting Poe's Corner this week.
Except you laugh and get like racist jokes or something.
Never piss off the editor.